amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day, and if not, that's okay too. Welcome to the fourth episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On, a place where we challenge the pressures of modern life and focus on building a healthier, happier mindset. I'm Aditi Adiga, and I'm so excited to have you here this episode. Whether you're tuning in for the first time or you've been following along since episode one, I want to thank you for being here. It means a lot. Today, we're going to be talking about something that has the power to completely transform your mindset and the way you experience life. It's called romanticizing your life, and I'm pretty sure you've heard of it before. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, is this another Pinterest aesthetic or TikTok trend thing? Hear me out. What if self-care wasn't just something you scheduled once in a while, but a way of seeing the world? What if you didn't wait for big moments to feel happy, but instead made small moments feel big? That's what we're diving into today, the art of romanticizing your life. How do we make everyday experiences feel magical? How can shifting our mindset make us appreciate the life we already have? And why does this simple practice make such a huge difference in our mental health and happiness? If lately you've been feeling stuck in the same old routine, or like life is just a to-do list of responsibilities, this episode is for you. So grab a cup of tea, light a candle, or just take a deep breath and let's get into the episode. Alright, so first things first, what does it actually mean to romanticize your life? If you spent time on TikTok or Instagram, you've probably seen videos of people making their morning coffee in slow motion, journaling in candlelight, or going on solo dates with a book in their hands. These clips have this cinematic feel, like life is a beautiful movie, and they're the main character. But here's the thing, romanticizing your life isn't about aesthetics, it's about perspective. Because at its core, it's about seeing the beauty in the ordinary and treating your life like it's special, because it is. Think about when you watch a movie, the director can make the smallest moments feel magical. The way steam rises from a cup of tea, the sound of rain tapping against a window, the way city lights glow at night. Nothing about those things is necessarily extraordinary, but the way they're captured makes them feel that way. And guess what? You can do the same thing with your own life. Romanticizing your life is about slowing down and appreciating what's already there. It's about shifting from autopilot to presence, from rushing to savoring, from feeling like life is mundane to seeing it as art. When you start to practice this, you realize happiness isn't just in big milestones, it's in the little things. The quiet moment before the world wakes up when the sky is still soft and pink, the way your favorite sweater feels warm and cozy on a chilly morning, the feeling of sunlight hitting your face when you step outside, and what about the way your favorite song can turn a bad mood into a good one instantly? When you start seeing life this way, it shifts everything. You stop waiting for something big to happen to feel joy. You create joy in the everyday. You might be wondering if romanticizing your life actually works and if the whole idea makes sense for you to implement and use your time on. Well, it's not just a cute trend. When we take the time to appreciate small moments, our brain releases dopamine and serotonin, the feel-good chemicals that boost happiness. Studies show that practicing gratitude and mindfulness, which are key elements of romanticizing your life, can reduce stress, improve mental health, and even strengthen memory. Think about it. When you look forward to making your morning coffee or notice how beautiful the sunset is, you're literally rewiring your brain to focus on the positive instead of the mundane, like we talked about earlier. This isn't just a mindset shift, it's a mental health hack. The more we train ourselves to find beauty in the everyday, the easier it becomes to feel genuinely more happy. And the best part, it costs nothing, just a little more awareness. Have you ever noticed that when you look back at old memories, they feel way more magical than they did in the moment? That's because nostalgia has a way of romanticizing the past, and you can do the same thing while you're living it. Ask yourself, if I were looking back at today 5 years from now, what would I want to remember? What details make this moment special? By seeing your life through a nostalgic lens while you're experiencing it, you create memories that last. It's like making a highlight reel in real time. And here's something that I wish more people would embrace: solo adventures. One of the things I wish more people would embrace are solo adventures, and it can be one of the most powerful ways to romanticize your life. And I'm talking about things like a morning coffee run with your favorite book, a solo movie night complete with popcorn and cozy vibes, a long walk in nature with just you and your thoughts. When you do all these things alone, you start seeing the world differently. You become more present and more aware of your surroundings, and are more confident in your own company. And honestly, some of the best moments can also happen when you're by yourself, truly soaking in life without distractions. Okay, but what about when life isn't all sunshine and coffee shops? What about when you're struggling? Here's the thing, romanticizing your life is not about pretending things are perfect. It's about finding small moments of light, even when things feel dark. If you're going through something tough, try finding comfort in small rituals. A warm shower, soft blankets, your favorite playlist. And if your mind feels cluttered, romanticize decluttering. Light a candle, play music, and make sure your space feels fresh again. If you're feeling overwhelmed, focus on one good thing each day. Maybe it's the way your pet looks at you or the taste of your favorite meal. Romanticizing your life does not mean ignoring the bad. It means embracing the good even when things aren't perfect. And sometimes that's what makes all the difference. And an easy way to do this is sort of creating a soundtrack for your life, just like movies do. Because music has a way of changing the entire vibe of a moment. And next time you're feeling like this, maybe when you're getting ready for the day, walking outside, or cleaning your room, maybe you can play a song that makes you feel unstoppable, or like you're in a movie, or play a playlist that makes things fun instead of boring. And seriously, try this. It's the easiest way to make your everyday life feel cinematic. But there are differences between chores and rituals. Brushing your teeth, making your bed, cooking dinner. These can either feel like obligations or intentional moments. Instead of rushing through your skincare routine, slow down and treat it like self-care. Instead of throwing dinner together, set the table, light a candle, and make it feel special. Instead of just showering, turn it into a spa moment. Warm towels, soft music, deep breaths. When we change the way we do everyday things, they become meaningful, not just necessary. Now, here's another way to make your life feel a little more magical. Let's segue into travel. Think about how you feel when you're traveling. Everything feels exciting, new, and beautiful, but why? Because when we travel, especially to a new place, we're looking at the world with fresh eyes. We're noticing the details. We're present. But here's the thing, you don't have to fly across the world to a new country to feel that way. You could take a different route home just to see something new, explore a local cafe or bookstore you've never been to, or maybe pretend you're a tourist in your own city for a day. The magic of travel isn't about the place, but it's about the perspective. And you can bring that perspective into your everyday life. Now, with all these tips, what about the art of slow living and romanticizing your life? It can feel like an act of rebellion in a world that is starting to glorify and is glorifying hustle culture. On social media, we see creators being productive every second, and we feel like we need to do that too. But what if we just slowed down? In everyday moments too, instead of rushing through breakfast, actually taste your food. Instead of mindlessly scrolling, sit in silence for a few minutes. Instead of multitasking, do one thing at a time with full presence. Slowing down doesn't mean doing less. It means doing things with intention. And that's where the magic happens. And this magic can be specific to you when you capture your own aesthetic. And I know we talked about aesthetics before, but this is something fun. Try to document your own life like it's art. It is, but not for social media, not for anyone else, just for you. Take pictures of moments that make you happy. Write down one beautiful thing that happened each day and make a little video montage of your favorite moments, maybe every month or week. It's not about content. It's about seeing your own life as something worth remembering, which it truly, truly is. And at the end of the day, romanticizing your life isn't about making it look perfect. It's about realizing it already is perfect in its own way. In the people who make you smile, the small victories you don't celebrate enough, and the quiet moments of peace you don't always notice. You don't need a different life to feel happier. You just need to start seeing the one you have in a new way. So how do we actually do this? How do we start romanticizing our lives in a way that feels real, not forced? Let's break it down. I know that we've already gone over a few tips, but I just want to summarize that when you're doing things every day, just notice that there are things that you do anyways, but when we approach them with presence and appreciation, they go from being just another part of the day to little rituals that make life feel special. For example, dressing up for yourself. You might already be planning out your outfits every day, but you don't need a reason to wear your favorite outfit. You don't need to wait for an event to put on something that makes you feel confident. Even if you have nowhere to go, when you're planning your outfit, wear something you love. Dress in a way that makes you feel good. Because when you feel put together, you move through the world with a different energy. And this doesn't have to mean dressing fancy. It just means choosing things that make you feel like the best version of yourself. We also talked about slowing down and noticing, and that's the main idea of romanticizing your life. So instead of thinking about the next thing, pause and notice this moment. Some things that you can notice are noticing how the sunlight filters in your room in the morning, the sound of laughter, the rhythm of the world around you, and noticing the feeling of warm water, maybe when you wash your hands, the texture of your blanket when you're curled up. And when you slow down and pay attention, life becomes a little richer, and you realize how many small things you were overlooking. But the real game changer in romanticizing your life isn't just in actions, though. It's in mindset. That's the big thing, a mindset shift. It's the way you think about your life, and that starts with reframing the way you see things. Let's try a quick experiment. Instead of thinking, oh my gosh, another Monday, try today is a fresh start to a new week. Instead of I have to work out today, try I get to move my body. Instead of life is boring, try I have so many things I can do in my life to make it more fun. When you change the way you describe your life, you change the way you experience it. Here's something I love to do. Imagine your life as a movie, like we talked about with the soundtrack. But what kind of main character do you want to be? Do you want to be the person who walks through life half asleep, going through the motions? Or do you want to be the person who notices, who appreciates, who lives the life that they want, and who notices every moment and notices that it has the potential to be special? It just depends on how you see it. So let's bring this all together. Romanticizing your life is not about faking happiness. It's not about making your life look perfect. It's about appreciating what's already there. It's about slowing down, noticing the little things, and creating magic in the ordinary. And the best part is you don't have to wait for anything to change. You can start right now. So here's your challenge. Find one small way to romanticize your life today. Maybe it's drinking your coffee outside. Maybe it's putting on your favorite outfit for no reason. Maybe it's just pausing a few seconds to take in the moment. Whatever it is, just try it and see how it makes you feel. And if you do, I'd love to hear about it. Keep Calm and Mental Health On can be found at Instagram at Keep Calm Mental Health On Pod and Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio at Keep Calm and Mental Health On Podcast. And thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review or share it with someone who might need to hear this message. Every share helps spread the word and create a community where rest and mental health are priorities. Next episode, we'll talk about therapy speak overload, pop psychology, and if social media is helping or hurting mental health. But thank you so much for tuning in to the fourth episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. Any support that you give me means the world, and I can't wait to continue this journey with you as a listener. Until then, remember that your mental health matters a lot. You're never alone in the journey that you're in. Take care of yourself, and I'll see you next time. Signing off with lots of love and positivity, this is Aditi reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.